It's great to be inspired. You feel fabulous. Anything is possible and life moves forward. But often it doesn't last. So what is it that kills our inspiration? Nick Williams is author of How to Be Inspired.
I think the two biggest killers of inspiration are isolation and our own resistance. What I mean by isolation is that we need to be amongst a community of like-minded people or like-spirited people. I think we need to find our tribe, and by tribe I mean people that share the same way of thinking as we do. Secondly, resistance. I call resistance our own inner enemy. It's that voice or those voices inside us that say, who the heck do you think you are to think you could ever do something like write a book or sing or be creative or become a cook or whatever it's going to be. So the two things are to be part of a community of inspiring people, and secondly, to recognise that on a daily basis, and I think most people don't realise just how big a force it is, but on a daily basis, you're going to have to deal with your own resistance, your own willingness to sabotage your own efforts, and recognise that every human being does that, but we can choose to step through that fear and step into learning how to bring our dreams to fruition and learning how to deal with our own fear.
And I say learning how to deal with our own fear, of course, that's the bit that actually sort of paralyzes you and stops you in your tracks. And therefore, the last thing you want to do, of course, is step through it. So how do you do that?
Well, in the book, I talk about having a very different relationship with fear. Most people are educated and trained to recognize fear as a stop signal, or best, proceed with caution kind of signal. And I suggest that actually inspired people see fear not necessarily as a stop sign, but as a call to growth. That fear is actually an indicator of often where we're called to go. And this is a very hidden dynamic that I think a lot of people don't understand, is the very things that we're often most inspired by are the things that we are most resistant to, and often we're most terrified by. I know before I became a public speaker, I knew I wanted to be a public speaker, and yet for the first few years of being a public speaker, I would feel sick every time I did it because I was so scared. But I knew that it was my destiny to do it. So I think it's really important for people to understand that they will often resist what they're most destined for, and to see that as actually a call to proceed and a call to grow beyond our fears rather than as a stop sign.
Now, does that mean you just jump in feet first and go for it and just basically suck it and see? Or in fact, is there like a cleverer, maybe more elegant way of doing it?
Well, I'm all for throwing ourselves into situations in order to learn and grow. But I think the way that we do that is through baby steps. Now, a lot of people discount the idea of taking baby steps because they want to transform their life in 5 minutes or forget it. You know, if I can't do it by tomorrow afternoon, I'm not interested. And I think we confuse taking baby steps with playing small. But I'm a great believer that the people that create success by the daily habits that they have in their life, which are really, for me, those baby steps. It's taking little steps in the direction of our dreams every day. And what we often miss is the cumulative effect of taking baby steps. So I'm all for taking action, but not massive action every day, but baby steps every day. You know, and if we did one different thing every day for the next 6 months, our life would be very different in 6 months. But because it doesn't feel like a one-day thing is making any difference, we tend to not acknowledge the compound growth that's involved in that.
Now, sometimes inspiration feels like it should kind of have a life of its own. It should, like, drag you along with it, as opposed to you having to make this effort to do something different every day. Why is it that we can't just grab hold of the tail of the inspiration and just let it pull us along?
Well, I think we can. But I think the other thing that we need to learn is the resistance aspect of it. I believe that inspiration is of that spirit part of us. So that does literally want to just pull us forward every day. But that personality and the limiting beliefs and that part of us that some people would call the ego is always trying to hold us back and talk us out of it and keep us afraid and small. And secondly, I think often around our inspired ideas, we actually have to learn new things. So you can be inspired to write a book, but actually it might take you several years to learn how to write and learn how to structure your ideas and turn them into a book. So the inspired idea was right and it was brilliant. But what you then need to do is serve some kind of apprenticeship about learning how to do the thing that you're inspired to do. So again, I think people often overlook the need to learn how to carry out our inspired ideas.
So then, to summarise, sort of keeping hold of your inspiration and getting through and making it turn from an idea into action, what are the top tips then?
Number one, nurture your inspiration on a daily basis. Number two, recognise that you are going to have resistance on a daily basis and that's never going to go away, so learn to deal with it. Number three, put yourself in the presence of like-minded people to keep your own soul aloft. And number four, really recognise that you do need to learn new skills sometimes, or just learn something new and be a very willing lifelong learner.
That's Nick Williams. His book, How to Be Inspired, is published by Tethered Camel.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
news online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.